Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Good morning, rockaholics, and welcome to the end of the traditional work week. Also, happy Sasanta Eve to who observe the holiday.
How excited are you?
I'm really excited.
Have you been listening to nothing but Primus?
I did on the way.
Maynard James Keenan bands that are not Tool.
Yes, I listened on the way in this morning, though. It was all about Primus. But the whole week, I've been kind of trying to get a little more familiar with Pussifer and A Perfect Circle, because those aren't really my bands, but Primus is totally my band.
So, Pussifer. Okay, that's I'm not trying to be rude. I've tried to become a fan of Pussifer because, you know, I mean, Maynard James Keenan of Tool.
Sure.
I do really enjoy the music of A Perfect Circle.
Yes.
Love Tool. I could never wrap my arms around that band. And I tried a few times. I'm like, it's just not my cup of tea.
Maybe seeing them live tomorrow will make me a bigger fan.
Danny, over under on her lasting maybe one song of Pussifer set and then being in the beer garden.
I was going to say, well, how much beer has she consumed up to this point? Because then she might just be jamming.
I don't know. I feel like they're earlier in the night.
Well, here's what they have laid out for everyone, guys. All three bands are on stage pretty much at the same time the whole night, and they switch. So they'll do like 3 A Perfect Circle songs, 3 Primus songs, 3 Pussifer songs, and then they
no.
go back. Yes. So at one point, I've been studying the set list, and I did see that there's one point where it's like Pussifer and A Perfect Circle back to back. So I should have like 11 songs to go to the beer garden.
Beer garden bathroom break. I don't know if I like that at all. I mean, I don't mind. Look, I don't mind like if it's like a Perfect Circle and Pussifer, like if they because like, that's a Maynard
sure.
vibe. Like, okay, we're in the Maynard world. Like that. I could kind of wrap my arms around that.
Mm-hmm.
But if I'm a Primus fan, which I used to be, I'm not much of a Primus fan I was obsessed with Selling the Seeds of Cheese
sure.
and Frizzle Fries.
Yes. Yep. Oh, yes.
All that stuff. But if I'm there, I'm excited to see Primus. Like, you know, Maynard, don't kill my vibe. Like, I want to enjoy Primus's music from the start to the end. I want
right.
to go on the Primus journey. I don't need other bands getting mixed into the middle of it all.
Messing up the vibes. Well,
yeah.
Each band does play 10 songs, and then they play one song together at the very end. So it's a 31-song set list. I've done my research. I've done my research, okay? It's going to be a long day. And the best part is, can we just all send a blessing to Brad Cash, who's basically going to be babysitting my really good friend Casey and I, two moms on the prowl who are rabid Primus fans.
Okay. Is Brad much of a Primus fan?
I got him into Primus, but he is like, he's like a timid fan, you know?
So should we buy him a gift card to like whatever the local cannabis shop is?
1,000%.
Is it by White River?
It's White River.
Yeah.
It's going to be super exciting, though. I'm very pumped.
That makes one of us in this room.
Are you more excited to inform the rockaholics?
Yes.
Let's do it.
Knowledge is power. So give us 5-ish minutes and we'll give you
Some interesting stuff you can talk about at work. This is the Daily Migs Download.
A.K.A. the DMD.
Here's your daily dose of doings happening in the world.
And the DMD is brought to you by Palace Lawn. Today, what a great day to celebrate it on a Friday. The weather's going to be nice. A perfect... Any day is a good day to enjoy a donut, but today is National Donut Day.
Ooh, what kind of donut is your number one draft pick?
My number one draft pick for donuts. I am such a sucker for a Top Pot's pink frosting donut.
With the sprinkles?
Yes.
Oh.
Like whenever they come by and drop off donuts, I immediately go over there, grab one, and save it because I don't want anyone else to take it from me.
I like that you're an 8-year-old girl.
Yes. When it comes to donuts, I absolutely am. What about you?
This is so boring. I really like the old-fashioned glazed.
Yeah!
I mean, I will take that before any other one.
Yeah, I mean, you're not wrong. It's like, I mean, people give me a hard time because I love vanilla ice cream. I know what I'm getting. I know it's going to be good. A glazed donut, it's fine.
It belongs on the Mount Rushmore of donuts.
Oh, I wouldn't argue that. What about you, Danny?
Lemon old-fashioned.
An old-fashioned?
From the lemon one, from Top Pot.
Oh,
it is so good. It's almost like a lemon cake, like ish type of thing. It's so good. Every time they bring that one,
Do you guys feel that cream pie donuts are donuts?
Like yes.
You know, like a Krispy Kreme. Sometimes, like we get the box of donuts, and you get like the chocolate cream pie thingy. I don't know if that's the right term.
Eclair. I don't know.
Don't Urban Dictionary that, guys. Yeah. It's probably not for the best. Let's move on. Let's talk Mariners. Boy, okay. Oh boy. I don't know if I want to. Again, they had the lead. I was thinking, okay, maybe they're going to avoid being swept, but that's not the case. So all of a sudden, Baltimore is like being the most talked about team in baseball because they swept the last couple of series and they weren't all that great of a team. But yet, the Mariners cannot beat them and they ended up losing 4-3 yesterday afternoon. Cal Raleigh did have a home run. That's nice to see that he continues to crush the ball, but it would be nice to see the team get some wins going again.
And, I mean, Thrill's going to walk in here today just gloating and it's going to be very annoying.
That's why we need to leave before Thrill gets here.
We do. Authorities have closed off the entire Icicle Creek area near Leavenworth through at least June 18th. They're still searching for Travis Decker. That's the 32-year-old Army veteran who is accused of murdering his three young daughters at a campsite. He has survivalist training, and they have said that he could survive in the wilderness out there for like 2.5 months, which is just wild. And that's one of the most popular destinations for people to do hiking and camping in the summer. And people sign up for this lottery. Sometimes they wait years for the opportunity to go hike through the enchantments. And now that's a very, very dangerous place to be. And they even said that if you have remote cabins in any of those areas, just to be on very like high alert.
Man, this has to be one of the most devastating stories.
Oh, my gosh.
I mean, I think we've had long talks about it. It wrecked me when I first saw the story. I think it wrecked a lot of people.
Same.
Just to hear about how awful this is. And even yesterday, we were heading back home, and we went to, like, enjoyed the day outside. We went to the park over in Puyallup and things along those lines. We're driving back. My wife and I are talking about it, not realizing that Tatum was paying attention to what we were talking about in the backseat. And so that's the question you never want to hear from your daughter, which is, like, what are you guys talking about? And we're both trying to, like, how do you tactfully explain something like this to a 5-year-old?
Yeah.
I mean, it's hard enough to talk to an adult about, let alone a child. This
is
awful.
It's just so heartbreaking.
Oh, man. Aaron Rodgers, I guess it's official. He's going to be playing with the Pittsburgh Steelers. I feel like this is like just took forever for this to become an official thing. So, hey, have fun, DK Metcalf. You got your quarterback. So the Pittsburgh Steelers are going to have Aaron Rodgers as their guy. I believe is mushrooms on sale there legal? Like, what's going on?
That's got to be the reason.
Hey, speaking of football, though, Ernest Jones IV, you know, newish member of the Seahawks, picked up last year. One of the better pickups I think that John Schneider's done in a while. Just played great for the team. Looking forward to seeing how he does this upcoming season. And I think a lot of Seahawks fans are going to get pretty stoked when you hear what he has to say during a press conference about the team's goals.
I think for this team, I think we're bought into the goal and the mission, and the goal is to put another banner up in here.
Let's go,
Hawks. They did end up catching the guy who stole the instruments from Hart. His name is Garfield Bennett. He's from New Jersey, 57 years old, and apparently they caught him on camera attempting to sell the instruments. One was actually successfully sold, but they were able to recover Nancy's electric guitar, so that's very exciting. At least one of them was returned.
Well, hopefully they'll track down the other thing as well.
Sounds like they're on that path for sure.
in the world of basketball, NBA Finals. I know you watched a little bit of it yesterday.
Dude, it was crazy.
I mean, what a freaking ending.
What, were they down 15 points, I want to say, something like that?
It was a massive come-from-behind win for the Indiana Pacers, beating the Oklahoma City Thunder by 1 point, 111 to 110. Now, you got to watch it, but how about this? If you were in Indiana, a local ABC affiliate, which was showing the game, again, in Indiana, so a lot of Pacers fans are over there watching the game. When they're in the middle of their comeback towards the end of the game, for some reason, the news cut into the broadcast of the game to give an update on a news story. And everyone's like, what the F are you guys? And a weather report. I think it was just a massive screw up, obviously.
Oh, someone's getting fired.
I don't know if you should fire the person, but maybe tell them, hey, in the future, don't hit that button.
Jeez.
As far as weather, we're going to have a great day today. We're hitting a high of 77 degrees. Going to be cloudy. The DMD is brought to you by Snoqualmie Casino and Hotel. Also, NHL Stanley Cup Finals Game 2 is tonight. Let's go, Oilers.
Yeah.
And that's what's up.
The Daily Mix Show.
The Miles Montgomery Golf Classic is coming up this Monday, and we're going to be broadcasting live from the Bill Wright Golf Complex in Seattle. It's going to be such a blast. If you're not golfing, you can just come and hang out with us.
Hanging out with us is for free.
Yes. Details can be found at KISW.com.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
President Donald Trump and Elon Musk are having a very public breakup right now.
I can't believe it. I thought it would take at least another month.
I feel like it did happen rather quickly. Things unraveled, and it has been one of those, you know, sit down and eat your popcorn moments, just wondering what's coming out next.
Yesterday was like one of those things where I had to do a double take, and I'm like, wait a second, this is a fake meme. This has to be. what's being tweeted out there? I'm like, this is just made up. And then I go to Elon's Twitter handle. And look, and I'm like, oh no, this is legit happening right now. Sooner than I thought, but I expected this was going to happen.
This is the CNN report about it.
The president's biggest campaign donor, who was so close that Trump invited him to sleep at the White House, is now calling for him to be impeached.
Okay, hold on. First of all, y'all used to make fun of me when I'd have like my little slumber parties with Ted Smith and be like, hey, we would find like a random night where him and I would just spend the night and just stay up all night and just get wasted and watch YouTube videos. And people thought that was weird. But apparently it's cool for the president to invite people over for sleepovers.
No, it's still weird, dude.
All right, fine. I just think it's hilarious. Like, they used to have sleepovers, and now they're not friends.
Oh, bring your sleeping bag and your teddy.
Not anymore.
No.
Is now calling for him to be impeached and replaced by Vice President J.D. Vance. And the same guy.
Also, man, I would never grab a sleeping bag quicker if anyone, like, any president, I don't even care. Like, hey, you want to come over and have a sleepover? I'm like, I'll be right there.
100% in.
I'd be calling all my friends, taking pictures, be like, look where I'm sleeping at.
Oh, yeah.
And the same guy, the billionaire backing the U.S. space program, he's now threatening to take his rockets and go home.
Dude, this
to
is
Mars?
Gonna, I feel like this is just going to keep getting uglier and uglier and uglier. I mean, like, you know, with the stuff about like, Epstein's Island and all that came up. And then just about, hey, I'm the reason why you won the election. And I mean, it's just, these are two guys that typically don't think before they speak. And now they're going at each other. It got so bad that Kanye West was like, hey, guys, oh, let's get it together. God. I'm like, when Kanye's the one that's trying to be like, let's get it together, guys, you realize S is really bad.
Also, listen, I'll just gloss over the fact of, you can't sleep over anymore. I'm taking my Rockets. You can't play with them. No more Rocket play for you.
Fine, I'll get new Rockets. And they'll be bigger and better.
They're not.
Obviously, this is a very, like, high-level breakup. But, Steve, yeah. Did you ever have a friendship that ended for some, like, wild reason? Was there a moment that you knew, hey, this friendship is just over?
Yes. There was one, and it still confuses us to this day because we don't know what we did wrong. We finally had a couple that we were friends with. Like, not finally. We had, you know, a few. But this was, like, one where it was, like, we would hang out together. We lived near each other, my wife and I and him and his husband and his wife. And we would always get together. But one time they were, like, trying to hit us up to go out partying, like go to a bar, go to here. And we had to keep saying no because at the time my wife was in grad school and it was like leading up to like big exams.
Oh,
so she's
yeah.
like, I just can't. I'm sorry. We just... And so I didn't think that was a big deal. But then all of a sudden we go on social media and realize they both unfriended us.
Ooh.
They still stayed friends with my brother and our other friends. But I was just like, wait, did this friendship just end because my wife was busy prepping for her grad school finals? Yes, that's exactly why it ended.
Also, I feel like that's a very common thing, is that people get unfriended yes. on social media without the knowledge that something has happened. It's the most passive way possible to end a friendship with someone.
And there's no way to ask what the hell's going on without seeming juvenile. You know what I mean? But like, I don't even care about the friendship at that point. I'm like, if this is why you don't want to be our friends, go F yourselves. I don't care. But also, like, was that the reason why you unfriended us on social media? Eventually, he ended up friending us back, but not her.
Oh, wow.
So, clearly, this was the wife was mad and happy wife, happy life kind of a thing.
Oh, my God.
How about you?
You know, one time my friend ordered pineapple on my pizza, and that was it for me.
Oh, is that why you never text me back?
Yes.
Okay, fine.
Rockaholics, we want to know, when was that moment that you knew the friendship was obviously over? 206-803-ROCK.
The Daily Migs Show.
What was the straw that broke the camel's back? What was the reason you officially called it quits on a friendship?
We are done, Dundee.
206-803-ROCK. Maybe it was something very petty. Maybe it was a big public fight. We want to know what the falling out was all about. So call in now, 206-803-ROCK. And we will take those calls after Green Day. We want to know about that time that you just officially had to call it quits on a friendship. 206-803-ROCK, or maybe someone ended the friendship with you because of something that you did.
And just as a heads up, apparently all of our phones completely just stopped working.
206-803-ROCK.
I'm not exactly sure what happened, but we had one of our production director walk in and go, hey, just to let you guys know, the phones just crapped out. So I think it's starting to reboot.
Yes, and technology. The text line is working, so yes. You can always text.
Someone did text and said, after I got clean from fentanyl, none of my friends hit me up. Even the friends that didn't do drugs stopped talking to me. Now I have one friend that stuck with me, a great job, 4 kids, an amazing wife that helps keep it all together.
Oh, well, first of all, congratulations on staying clean. That's amazing.
Also, congratulations on finding out that you do have one true friend.
Yes.
Which is one more than some.
That is absolutely true.
Be thankful for that. Someone said I had to call it quits after my friend Venmo requested me to give them $4 for a Diet Coke after I drove her 4 hours to a wedding.
No splitsies on gas? Come on.
Dude, it happens a lot of times when we go on these road trips for wrestling. You know, we'll wrestle in like Vancouver, British Columbia, all the way down to Salem, Oregon. And there's always sometimes that one guy or girl that just conveniently does not chip in for the drive.
Mm.
And I had one person one time actually try and give me like, hey, well your car is an electric, so you don't need money, do you? I'm like, no, my car's electric for like 30 miles, and it's like a plug-in hybrid.
Then the gas kicks in,
and then I'm paying out of my pocket.
Yeah.
If you're not going to, you know, I'm not asking for much. And if you don't have a lot of money, even if you gave me $5, to me, that's just the principle. But if you give $0, you're never allowed back in my car again.
Also, though, you have to charge it at home, so chip in for the electricity.
Yeah, I'll bring my electric bill.
Yes, exactly. 206-803-ROCK. When did you officially call it quits on a friendship, or when did someone end their friendship with you?
So I said I called it quits after he showed up 3 hours late to my kid's birthday party with a Taco Bell bag and no gift.
But I would have been so stoked.
But is the Taco Bell for that for the kid, or is that did he bring his own food?
See, I was thinking that he brought it for like the party, like a taco box.
Oh, I would be stoked if someone brought a taco box.
Now, not put Danny on the spot. I don't know if you know this story about Danny. I don't know, and I don't know if you ever ended up becoming friends with the person again. But at one point, Danny ditched a friend because of Facebook.
Yes. Is it the one
the
that
birthday?
The birthday shout out. Yeah, we're not friends anymore.
Still,
yeah.
This is a great level of petty from Danny.
Oh yeah, well, I just noticed that he. Well, it was also about not liking my stuff and all of the. But then, like, what came down to it, it was like all of my friends wished me a happy birthday. Even my new friends here in Seattle, because it was like right around the time that I moved here, and he did not.
Oh, yeah, just the nerve.
Keep that in the back of your mind. You better wish Danny a happy birthday.
Yeah. Keep that in mind, Taryn.
Oh, my God. That's very serious.
I stress out if I don't wait. Okay, here's my question. If I text you happy birthday, do I also have to put it on Facebook?
No.
Happy birthday. Okay,
no,
good.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm in the clear.
See, I almost prefer to do that. When I see it on Facebook, I'm like, you know what? I'm going to take it one step further. I'm going to make it more personal. I'm going to send him a text message.
Well, especially nowadays, because, like, I don't know if you've seen, like, the really generic Facebook ones these days. They, like, pre-populate it for you with emojis and everything. And I'm like, I can tell that's just the pre-populated one, man.
Oh,
like,
my God. Oh, Danny takes this very seriously.
Oh, he does. I know. So just forewarned, if you want to keep Danny as your friend, you better wish him a happy birthday.
Thank you.
I do love doing that too, where it's just like I'll see it on Facebook, but I'll text them. And then they'll always text back so like flattered. Like, I can't believe you remembered my birthday. To which I always respond, no, Facebook told me. I just figured it'd look cooler if I just send you a text as opposed to...
It's way cooler when you text.
Somebody texted in and said that my friendship ended with my buddy because she slept with my best friend.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's a no.
Really?
You don't think you can recover from that?
If Danny slept with my best friend?
Well,
I don't think that's that big of a deal. I mean, as long as they're being respectful to each other.
Okay, best friend. Yeah, I guess I can get over it.
Like if you slept with my wife, sure, I have a little bit of an issue with it. But
that means he had the hots for his best friend.
Oh, that's a solid point.
It's like Jesse's girl.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What about you? Any other ones?
Well, when we were in high school, we had a very tight circle of friends, and two of these people were dating, and they had a very messy breakup. And then the guy started dating someone that was much younger than us, and I was not very kind to the new girlfriend. And so then he was deciding to throw himself a birthday party, and I did not get invited to the birthday party. So I hit him up, and I was like, dude, I heard you're having a birthday party. I don't think I was invited. And he's like, yeah, you're not invited because you're not nice to my girlfriend. And we have not been friends since then. I mean, that was like 20 years ago.
We have him on the phone, actually, right now.
Wouldn't that be amazing?
Yes.
The Daily Mix Show. The
Daily Mix Show.
How would you like a shot at beating Steve this fine morning? His record stands with 186 wins, 61 losses, and 43 ties in 2025. Steve, right now, it's safe to say this is your year. 206-803-ROCK. We will play Beat Migs at 650.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
but not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.